That's so different from the way it is now.
I know.
It's kind of a shame, though. So y'all never had, did y'all ever have, or did you never slaughter a cow?
I imagine we had some beef. I don't remember. But we never slaughtered a cow.
Did y'all ever go, what did y'all go to the store for?
For flour, sugar. My dad ground the corn, you know, a meal for our cornbread. Well, actually, he'd carry it to a grist mill. Mm-hmm. There was a man on the mountain that had a grist mill.
Mm-hmm.
And they would shell. We had a corn shallow. And he would pick out the real pretty ears of corn and shell it and carry it down there and get it ground into meal.
So he had to let those dry, though, before he did
that. Oh, yeah. He had to let the corn dry and you pull it the fall. And just these staple goods like that, you have to buy the lard. But back then, they bought pure lard. You didn't hear about Crisco or Snowdrift or any of those shortenings like we have nowadays, but then you didn't hear about it. Just 4 pounds of pure lard. And you know, things like that. I don't remember what all he by my dad always went to the grocery store.
Was it a big event?
There would be several families, several men get together. It was a big event every month.
So y'all only went once a month?
Mm-hmm. And just get the things like that they couldn't raise.
Mm-hmm. Did y'all have to get things on credit since you were a farmer and then?
No, he was, my dad was a real successful farmer. He had money in the bank and from farming.
Mm-hmm.
And he always had money to pay for himself.
Do you remember the first time you ever went to town?
I believe I did, Casey. I believe I remember the first time I went to town. I'm not sure how old I was, but we went in this truck. I think it had sideboards on it, and a bunch of children went to see a movie on Saturday.
Mrs. Springwood? And
Aunt Dale, you know her, she's your granddad's aunt. She went with us, and we went to this movie. And that was something else, I'm telling you. we thought we just had a ball. Then you could get a Coke for 5 cents. You could get a candy bar for 5 cents. You could get a hamburger, I guess, for a quarter. I don't remember exactly what they were. But, of course, money was hard to get back then. I mean, it was just in proportion with the times to, you know, today, I guess it was about as hard to get money. It was harder to get money then than it is now. But
yeah.
I remember when we would get a big ice cream cone over there, 2 scoops for a nickel.
Oh, wow.
But anyway, that was the first time we went to town, Casey's, when we went to that movie.
You remember what movie you saw?
I don't remember what it was. The only thing I knew, it was a Western. It was horses and cowboys and all of that. I reckon that's all they had on Saturday.
That's the first time you had ever been off the mountain? Been? That you knew of?
Well, it's the only time I can. I mean, that was what I remember. I probably was on
before then, but I don't remember.
That's right. My friends of ours that live down next door to us, they were real good in that community because they had a store. He took it on himself to go to Birmingham. Now he was one that had a truck. Mm-hmm. He would go to Birmingham, the Massey's grocery store, and buy supplies. And he had a store in his back room at home. And, you know, people in the community could go down there when they were out of things and buy from him.
Yeah.
And he would get cases of drinks and cold drinks, you know, sodas, and put in his, in the basement out there in the little house. I guess it was the basement. Anyway, it kept them colder, you know, cool, because we didn't have, still didn't have electricity right then. And especially when school started, he would get tablets, pencils, all kind of school supplies, so everybody could come down to his house and buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, they didn't have a car, didn't have a way to go to town.
Yeah.
And so I never will forget him for doing that. And he kept the store in his back room for years to accommodate the people that lived out there.
Mm-hmm. What was his name?
That was Burett Botterford. It was my husband's grandfather.
Do you remember people talking about the Depression?
About it.
What was? People have an idea about what the Depression was. What was it to you? What did it mean to you when you were growing up? When you were little?
Well, I don't guess I really realized what it really was. I guess my parents was the one that it affected. I mean, you know, it affected us, but we didn't really understand. I don't guess what it was.
Do you remember them saying anything about it, like times being any harder or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. Times was hard. It was hard to... money was just not in circulation. Very little money. And I know that my dad, when he would carry a bale of cotton to get it gin, mm-hmm. he would, instead of getting money, he would have to have that cotton part of the seeds ground up, and I think he called it CS meal. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that really was, but it was to feed the cows. And then he would have to pool his cotton till it would make, you know, till the price went up because it was so low. And there was just a lot of things like that because they would, like if one family had something and the other one had a different thing, well, they would exchange with each other, you know.
Uh-huh.
And they just had a hard time.
Was there anybody on the mountain who wasn't in the same predicament that y'all were in?
No, everyone was in the same, except actually the Botterford family, the family I married into. Was about one of the richest families out there. And they weren't rich, but they had maybe a little more. Like I said, they had a truck, and they were the first ones to get a TV, and they were the first ones to get an oil stove, and, you know, I guess you could say they were just a little bit more well off than most families.
Do you remember anybody ever losing their farm? Ever having to leave the mountain?
No.
Everybody managed to stay where they were?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good. So, you were probably real little during the Depression.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember it staying the same through the 40s? Was there anything different before you got married through the 40s?
Oh, it was beginning, I'm sure, to pick up then. And, you know, money in circulation more and more jobs and higher wages.
Were there more people leaving farms and going to Birmingham?
No, there were more coming in, more farming at that time.
Oh, wow.
More farming, seemed to me like, because the prices, you know, everything was going real good and selling real good, and wages were higher for the farm help. And I remember working for 40 cents an hour.
Where were you doing that?
When we would hire out to another family,
mm-hmm.
or other people that needed help, you know, if we got through in hours, we could work for someone else. But before, and so that was, I guess, in the 40s, yeah. But my dad has told about working for 10 cents an hour earlier.
Mm-hmm.
But then wages went up to 40 and maybe 50 cents an hour.
And that was doing what, picking cotton?
Well, it was hoeing, you know. Do you know what hoeing was?
Yeah.
Picking beans and tomatoes and squash, truck farming, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We mainly did that. So that got to be a big thing, truck farming, they called it. And they would carry their vegetables and everything to the market in Birmingham. In the 40s, it was a real big thing,
so
40s and 50s.
Probably about 14 or 15 when all that started, you think?
Mm-hmm. And my dad, he did real well in the tomatoes and squash.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't plant as much cotton then, but he did plant a lot of corn and hay and some cotton, but mainly truck farmed in the latter years, as I can remember.
So
being at home, you know.
People would get together and do this truck farm.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody was pretty much friends with everybody.
If one got in a tight, it'd be somebody else that would come over and help them. And they just help each other.
Were there ever any enemies you can remember?
Oh, I'm sure they were. But I can't remember in particular.
Go ahead. Say what you were going to say.
Well, he's talking about...
I was talking about being sick.
Uh-huh. If we ever were sick.
Yeah.
We were sick. We, in the wintertime, we would have colds, real bad colds. But my mother and dad just doctored us with the home remedies.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I guess they gave us aspirin for fever. And, of course, now they say not to give aspirin to teenagers or to children.
Yeah.
But they did then. That was one of the main things for fever. And we had, when we had a real bad cough, my dad would mix up whiskey, honey, and I believe peppermint candy. And fix a cough syrup out of that. And, you know, that's what they give us. And just a little bit of whiskey, not enough to
knock you out or anything.
No. It was just enough. I don't know what it did, but it would stop the cough. And